Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, recording on a Sunday afternoon, June 25th, 2023, Kingsman, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life. My guests today are Matt Belknap, David Borey, and Anna Roisman. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Let's meet everybody individually, and as I do, alphabetically, by first name. That means Anna Roisman is here. Hello, Anna.
Hi. Oh, my God. I've never been first in an alphabetical order because of my last name.
No, it's a little switcheroo I pull on everybody. The people at the front of the alphabet with their last name, they get a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
Somebody like Matt Belknap sitting around going, oh, I'm coming up first.
I was so
guess
ready.
What?
Guess
so
what ready happens. For it.
Yeah.
Honored.
Well, Anna, congratulations on getting to talk first. And
thank you. Feels great.
You, of course, have been on the program on Zoom probably and in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you were at a 12 Guests at Christmas one time or something.
Yeah.
And, but now you're out in Los Angeles.
I am. I am here, but I'm still on a Zoom.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying that you made the move out to the West Coast. And how is that working out for you?
It's good. You know, I go back and forth a lot. And I think that's because I still like the East Coast. But
well, I think the East Coast is especially awesome when you... when home is the West Coast, you know, because whenever the weather or anything gets too weird on the East Coast, you can just, you know, get out of there and have a place to go where the weather's also weird, but it's a you know, more easy to live in weird.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying it, though. You know, I just went to a farmer's market. I had such an L.A. morning. It was so, you know, I got fruit for days.
They got farmer's markets right there in the city in New York, right?
Yeah.
On the weekends. So, you know.
Yeah, same thing.
You know, the only place where they don't have a good farmer's market spread is out at farms across the country.
Yeah, you got to go to mainstream cities to get that really good.
You got to go to if you go to the farm, it's like going to one of those big box stores. You have to buy. You just have to be ready for a lot of one thing. Well, also joining us today is David Borey. Hello, David.
Hey.
You, sir, and you sound like it, are a returning champion.
Yes, sir. Big champion energy over in this corner.
How do you feel about your chances today, champ?
I mean, I feel strong. I feel tall. I feel confident. And am I those things? Who knows? But that's how I feel.
I think you just feel tall because you're phoning this in from the Mile High City.
Yeah, I'm above all you sea-level cowards.
Yeah. It's people in Denver, when you get them on the phone, they get a real complex. They think they're really superior because they're up there. They're so high.
Oh, yeah. You should hear me call my mom. It's awful.
And a producer of this program for the 16 years or so that we've been doing it, yikes. You also know him from Never Not Funny with our friend Matt, our friend Jimmy Pardo. It's Matt Belknap, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Producer Ryan is on his assignment. I like saying that. He's just out doing something else, but I like to say he's on assignment. Yeah. So you're doing double duty here today as both producer and a guest.
Yes, that's true.
Is there an extra pressure to doing both of those jobs at the same time?
It's you know, it is a little nerve-wracking. There's a couple of things I have to do producer-wise that I feel like I'm going to be distracted from one task or the other. Either I'm going to screw up the recording of it or I'm going to be a terrible guest. So we'll see which way it breaks.
Well, let's make sure we get this recorded. So go yeah, ahead.
It's probably the more important of the two things. Guest.
Yes.
By the way, I hate to correct the host of the show, but I grew up in farmland, Doug. I don't know if you know that, but they did sell like farm. You could just like stop on the side of the road and buy corn from like a corn field. Like it was crazy. They just have a little stand with corn and you just buy it.
But then you got to drive for miles to get to a place and get strawberries or what. You know,
right. Yeah. They don't have it all in one place. That is true.
You're burning gas to get a full. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Christ,
yeah.
I gotta drive for miles to go get some arugula now. This is
insane. You just eat whatever you drive by. You don't get to choose what to eat. You eat the stuff that's available in your area.
Right. So you're like, you know, I got to get away from this garlic farm. All right. So those are our three contestants, if you will, today, even though there's no prizes to speak of. But before we play some games, let's visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of my guests to recommend a movie, just one movie. I don't need a list. I don't need a bunch or a gaggle. I just need one, but from a specific category. And on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, known as at Doug Loves Movies, I got a suggestion from someone. I picked their suggestion, not just because it's a good suggestion, because I like their Twitter name, because their name is Nap City, Virginia. I don't know if there really is a place called Nap City, but if there is, I want to go there. And I want to write their town motto, the city that sleeps a lot.
Is it Nap, like NAP?
Short periods of time. Yeah, Nap City. Yeah.
Okay, so there's not a silent K, because my name has a silent K in it. And
oh, that's right.
Wow. Maybe you should move there.
Podcast, yeah, but, maybe it's your town.
Yeah, I was going to say, this sounds like my place. I feel like I could dominate over there.
Yeah, you know, you're always on the special lookout for those silent K's.
I sure am. It's a pet project of mine.
Okay, so I should be more clear, though. His name is Nap City, VA. I just assumed the VA meant Virginia. It could be Nap City Veterans Administration. but this was his suggestion.
Okay.
And also assuming it's a him. Summer's here. Please recommend a beach/surf movie. So it's gotta have beach or surfing, or you're really nailing it if you come up with something with both. Anna, here's where that alphabetical things might bite you. Because you're up first.
Beach surf movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the first movie that came to mind that I really love. I'm going to go with 50 First Dates.
Hey. That movie takes place in Hawaii.
Yeah. And there's a lot of beach and surfing, I feel like, moments. Maybe there's none.
But... I can't think of like watching a movie that takes place in Hawaii and not seeing beach a lot.
Yeah.
Like it just seems like that's just, they have to do that. They can't just make the story take place and say, oh, that's mostly inside, you know.
Yeah. No, it's a requirement. Yeah. I think if you're shooting in Hawaii, they're like 40% of the movies on the beach.
To shoot the out of doors, yes. So yeah. That's a perfectly perfect suggestion. Now, if you just said like, what's that other one they did together, Adam and Drew? If you said Blended, I'd be like, oh, hang on.
I love the two of them.
I don't think they're at the beach in Africa. All right. David, what's your suggestion, recommendation for a movie that's a beach surf situation?
Have you ever seen that movie, Summer School?
I love Summer School.
I have in fact seen Summer School. It comes up from time to time on this podcast because there's just some love for it out there.
I think it was on USA a lot in the summers when I was home from school. Like I would see it on USA a lot. But yeah, that's just a fun. It's in Hawaii, I think.
I think it's probably just LA or something, but it's true that surfing does come up because of the fact that one of the characters is a surfer.
Yeah.
I just like that we took Nap City's suggestion. We're going to pick all Hawaii movies.
I think how many are there?
I think the school's in LA, though. Is it?
Well,
I think it's just supposed to be California.
Well, then he was going to go to Hawaii. Oh, maybe. That's right. He was going to go to Hawaii and then he has to teach English instead.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Right. He's like packed and ready to go
on
a summer vacation to Hawaii. And they're like, no, you have to. I think he's even got the white zinc oxide on his nose already.
Yeah. Yes.
No, sorry, you have to teach summer school.
He's wearing those sunglasses with like the string on them so you don't lose them, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just in case that wave takes you
down. It's wave protection, really.
Yeah, because you know you need your readers when you're out on the high seas.
Yeah. He also does one of those looks over the top of it, like that, like bow wow or whatever.
Shade Tippin.
Shade Tippin.
Yeah, Shade Tippin was a big, like it was on a lot of the posters. And it was Mark a big Harmon. Moment in Risky Business when Tom Cruise tipped his shades and said, "What does he say? Go fuck yourself?" Or no, he says. It's something with the word fuck in it. It's like really, can't even remember it now.
It's such a 90s power move.
It's
a very 90s moment.
Shade Tippin was huge. Shade Tippin plus a catchphrase. You're making $1 million.
And then Summer School, I think, has maintained some of its the joy people have for it. Oh, and this is also why I can make a case for it being in L.A. is because Chainsaw and his buddy, the two cut-ups in class, they are they're into special effects makeup. They want to be special effects makeup.
So the one dress is like Rerun, right?
Yeah, I think they both have some fashion issues. They both a lot of baggy stuff. I think Chainsaw wears a trench coat a lot of the time. To like hide his chainsaw.
It's on his back.
Yeah, he's got a thing like from the Evil Dead movies. He's got a chainsaw strapped to his back.
I like that movie, like the innovation of that movie was that they took the Spicoli archetype and split it into two characters so that they could riff with each other. And it was like it magnified the fun of the stoner surf guy in a comedy by two.
It's like they looked at Fast Times and they went, why is Spicoli like, before school getting high in the van with three other dudes and they don't have any classes together?
What about those guys? Where are they
doing that? Those three are probably all cutting up somewhere, having a good time in some other classroom. Yeah. And he's just off with all the squares.
Yeah. It's almost like they saw Fast Times and they're like, those guys would definitely get sent to summer school because they're not doing anything in class. And then that's a good idea.
Yeah. That would be a good show to a movie to revisit if, like, showing, like, they all still work at the mall, you know, and they're all, like, in their 50s. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I bet you Spicoli is a rehab counselor now.
Yeah, but it's still in the mall.
But it's a rehab. It's mall rehab.
Yeah. Okay, so, Matt, this is some tough ones you've gone up against here.
Well, now, yeah, because now I have the added challenge of trying to work Hawaii into it somehow. The first thing I thought of was the documentary Endless Summer, which is kind of an obvious pick because it's like a surf. It's like the first big surf documentary ever, I think. And but maybe younger people haven't seen it. I don't know. It's cool. It's a very, very chill documentary that just kind of follows people chasing the summer around the world. Like, they basically surf in one place until the season changes, and then they go to the next place and follow the summer all the way around the globe. And it's like from the 60s or something. And just a good, like, vibe movie. There's not a lot happening in it. It's kind of just like watching people surf for 2 hours, but it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, it is a serious vibe movie for sure. But there's there's little things that happen along the way, and the different locales are and the cultures are interesting.
Yeah,
But it is a really, like, for like a sports movie, it's pretty chill.
Yeah,
because then there's that guy, you know, one of the guys behind Apocalypse Now and other war stuff, did that movie Big Wednesday, where it was all about this, you know, gigantic wave. And so that, you know, his take on surfing was just all about how big the wave had to be. And, the whole movie has to have lots of like surfing accidents and stuff.
I haven't seen that one.
That's to make cool. It real dramatic. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People don't even talk about it anymore. Cause, like, you know, I always associated the day of the week, Wednesday, with the title Big Wednesday. Cause most days of the week, there's not too many movie titles you can associate with them. So that was always my Wednesday title, or there's an Elizabeth Taylor movie called Ash Wednesday, but I saved that for actual Ash Wednesday to think about that.
Yeah.
All right. Endless Summer. I just remembered the title after my endless sentence.
The other thing I'll say about it, it's kind of like a nature documentary. Like, it's almost like filming surfers as if they're like animals in the wild. Like, this is what they, let's observe the surfer in his native habitat.
Right. Which is just chill dudes. Like, really just the only tension is if there's travel issues or something.
Right.
They can't get it, you know.
I was gonna say, I love that you picked a real surf movie. And mine a woman who loses her memory.
Mine's about schools.
He's like, I can trump these guys. I got it.
Matt really blew it. Matt had more time to think about
That's
it.
True.
You know, it wasn't sprung on him like it was on you, Anna. And and David, I think, I have a feeling is summer school is his answer in many different categories.
Oh, don't you worry.
You know, it's probably his favorite Kirstie Alley movie.
No.
It's probably his favorite. It's not?
She has dead. No.
What do you like better, Look Who's Talking or Star Trek?
Look Who's Talking 2.
I love Look Who's Talking.
Yeah.
I love the second one.
And 2. The movie 2, yeah. 2 held it up. 3.
2 really did.
But 2 held it up.
Yeah.
As soon as they decide the dog should also be talking, I was like, okay.
Yeah, get out of here.
Come on.
That doesn't make any sense.
This is just about Mikey.
Yeah, now this movie's stupid.
Don't you wish you were in the room though where someone was like, I got it.
He looks up from a plate full of cocaine. Why don't we make the dog talk?
I gotta assume that, you know, it didn't, maybe it took place partially in the summertime, but it's hard to know for sure, so that's why you couldn't answer that for this question. But I know I have a really good feeling they never go to the beach in the Look Who's Talking movies, but maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they go down to the Santa Monica Pier for playtime.
Is that an LA movie?
What's that?
Look Who's Talking is an LA. I thought it was a New York movie. I don't know why.
Though. I bet you're right. It does feel like a New York movie.
I remember the mailing cabs.
Goes out
yeah. Yeah.
There's the scene where he runs out of traffic and he falls down a manhole. And then he meets a pigeon lady.
So New York.
Now I'm thinking of
Home Alone 2.
All right, we got to take a break, but those were some great recommendations to get us ready. People, now if they watch any of these movies, they're going to be so ready for summer. And we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and the first game we're going to play today is a little something that I call Holter Polter.
Oh, no.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Not Helter Skelter. That'd be scarier. This is Holter Polter. This is, I'll say a fact, fun or otherwise, and you tell me if it applies to actor Nicholas Holt or actor Will Poulter or both.
Oh, my God.
Holter Polter.
I honestly, can I just quickly say, I think until I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I don't think I'd ever seen either of these people in any movie ever.
I don't know who they are right now.
Me neither. I was like, these are real people.
Well, good. This is good. We got a level playing field here. So you have to just make educated guesses. But in the case of, I can give you a little bit of information, especially I can do a nod to what Matt was just saying. He said,
please, this is the education we're going to base our guesses on.
Will Poulter is Gold. He's Adam.
Adam Warlock. Know,
the one of the Sentinels, is that what they're called? And Centurion. whatever they are, the yellow people, the gold people.
Yeah.
He's one of them in the recent Guardians. And then he's also... the reason that I even thought of this is because I binged season 2 of The Bear, and he has a guest role as a chef in this season of The Bear. So that's...
I just started it last night.
Will Poulter. So you're like one or two in then?
Yeah. I don't think he's in yet.
Yeah, you haven't seen him yet. You'll know when you do. I think it's
you'll feel it.
He picks this whole show up.
It's around episode 4, I think. Okay. And then Nicholas Holt is currently he's the title character in Renfield, which is now on it was in theaters a month or so ago, and now it's on Paramount Plus. And I recommend both those things, but Renfield is I think they mismanaged the marketing on Renfield because people were like surprised it didn't do better in the theaters. Did you see it, David?
No.
It seems like it would. it seems like something that would appeal to you because it's basically Dracula is who Nicolas Cage is and Renfield's his sidekick. But in this one, when they fight people or eat people or bite people or anything, there's just tons of blood and there's tons of like action, like fighting, like they actually like do like wire, like fighting and stuff.
Oh, sold. I would see it.
Yeah, but you didn't know it was going to have that. It just looked like, oh, another movie about Dracula and his relationship with this guy who stuck working for him. So I think they mismarketed it, is my feeling. But anyway, that being said, let's play Polter Polter.
A great name.
The first and only time ever, but the name, it had to happen. it had to happen because we've done other ones in the past where names get mixed up because these two young actors, I think it'd be very easy to confuse one for the other at this point. And they're both really good and they're like character actors, even though they're young and good looking, they're already playing character roles, like they're on top of it. All right, so here we go. Anna, you get to go first.
Great.
If you miss, it goes to David. If David misses, it goes to Matt, who would get the gimme point in that case because there's only three options. And then just proceeds like that. Whenever somebody gets one right, the next person is first for the next round, of which there will be three or four. Ready, Anna?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Is over 29 years of age. Holt or Polter or both?
Polter. I'm just going by my energies right now, like what I'm feeling.
Okay, well that's one way to do it. It gives you, it ends up leading to an incorrect answer. But that is an approach. David, of the remaining choices,
I mean, I think it's a no-brainer that it's got to be Holt.
That it's got to be Holt?
Yeah, Holt.
Is over 29 years old?
Yes. Oh, Matt. Double boner. Oh.
Matt, what's left?
I think they got to both be over 29, Doug.
How did you do it?
Matt, you know everything. Crazy. What the hell?
I was playing dumb at the beginning, but I know everything about these two actors.
Yeah, you really pulled that one off. kind of a sneaky question because Polter is 30 and Holt is 34. There's only the 4 years between them. Mm. But, yeah, they're both... both been playing a lot younger than they are for a while.
Oh, now they know it's only downhill from here. So
yeah, because the first movie we really well. Anyway, I shouldn't. I'll stay quiet till the end. Here we got more stuff about these guys. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
Back to you, Anna.
Okay.
See, what's funny about these is, like, even if you know a lot about them, you shouldn't just know the answer offhand. Is an Aquarius? Is it Holt or Polter or both?
Wouldn't it be funny if I was like, both? I'm going to go.
Why would that be funny? That's two people could have the same sign.
I know, but as a guess, that's a weird thing to guess. I'm going to go with Holt.
Why is that a weird thing to guess? I don't understand. Because it's weird. Isn't it weirder to get it wrong? That's incorrect.
Oh, no. I was David? So confident.
Yeah. Now I'm like, maybe, it's like, it's two and that's all I got, but I'm saying Polter.
You're going with Polter as an Aquarius?
Yeah.
Did I remember to play the winning sound when Matt got his right?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, this is what it sounds like.
Cool.
Wow.
But now the question is, do I apply it in this situation? I just wanted you to hear it.
I'm on a...
Yeah.
Hey,
you did it correct. Yes.
Nice.
Mr. Will Poulter is a January 28th was when he was born. That makes him Aquarius. Holt is a December baby. And I didn't bother to research.
What does that mean? Does anyone know what that means? Is
probably
Sagittarius?
Sagittarius. Yeah.
I think he's a Sag. I totally think he's Sag. And he's about to go on strike soon.
I stand with Sag.
I totally stand with Sag. every day in every way. All right. So what happened there? David got a point. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, David.
Thank you.
But now, oh, no, it's Matt's turn to go first.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting.
Can I quickly say I was going to guess that Will Poulter was an Aquarius. He just looks like an Aquarius.
Oh, right, because he does, like, he's got resting Aquarius face.
He just looks kind of fish-like in some odd, indefinable way.
No, I also know what he looks like.
That would make him a Pisces, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I guess I just don't know which thing to which. You're right. But by being wrong, I was going to be right.
Yeah.
But Aquarius sounds like you're living in an aquarium, so you're a fish.
Yeah, it's a water, right?
You're a fish, yeah, it's true.
I can't wait to look up both of these guys after.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not who I'm thinking they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they've both been in some pretty big movies that I will happily share with you at the end.
I thought of a Nicholas Holt movie I've seen, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give anyone else an advantage.
Yeah, smart. Very smart, because clearly knowing their films really is important.
It's been so crucial.
Guessing what sign they are.
Okay, that's how I got mine.
Yeah. Matt,
yep.
You're up first on this one. Made his film acting debut at 14 years of age.
Wow. Could be true of both of them. And so I'm going to say both.
Oh, interesting. Interesting answer by an interesting player.
Thank you.
I have to reach for a noise-making device.
Oh,
that is incorrect.
Dang it.
Adam, wow. You have a way to turn this into a three-way tie. What an exciting race. This will be. What was Matt's answer again?
Matt's
answer was both.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Holt.
So between Poulter or Holt, you've chosen...
I've chosen Holt. Yeah, we've talked about him more.
That's the reason why?
Yep.
Did you, like, in school when you hadn't studied and you just had to... It was multiple choice, you had to guess, were you good at that?
You know, that's kind of how I took my SATs. I feel like I was like, wait, I haven't had a C in a while and we should just, this has got to be C, right? Why would they give me this test with all these letters? And yeah, I hated taking tests. Yeah, no, I would just go with instinct. And I feel like I've heard his name more in the last 5 minutes. So I'm going with Holt. Oh no!
Oh my gosh!
This is why I didn't get into certain colleges.
David gets the give me point on that one.
Wow!
Yeah,
I wanted you to have it, David. That's.
I appreciate it. You know, it's been a tough year, so this is big.
Yeah, Poulter was 14 years old when he made this movie. You may be familiar with vaguely, or may have even just seen it. It's called Son of Rambo, and it was like kind of a kid's movie about this teenager who just goes full Rambo, but the title spelled R-A-M-B-O-W.
Rambo still, with a W,
but he's still killing foreigners or
I don't know what, you know, he's just sort of, you know, he's making believe, but I forget where the story goes, like if he's like stranded out in the wilderness alone or something, or But I just remember the image of a kid dressed up like Rambo, like in a forest that was on the posters. And I feel like I saw the movie, but I clearly don't remember it very well. Nicholas Holt made his debut at 7 in some movie, you know, nobody's heard about or cares about. But a few years after that, after acting in a few other things, he's the kid in About a Boy with Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So honestly, my instincts were right because I was like, we've talked about him more. I feel like he was famous earlier, but I didn't consider that you could have been in a movie before 14.
Is that even legal?
It's interesting watching, you know, both their careers starting out as kid actors that they both turned out to be such, skilled character actors because they're both like different every time you see them. He was in, Poulter was in all the Maze Runner movies, which I think I saw one of them.
Yeah, I saw one on a plane.
Yeah. And then, here's a question that was going to come up, but David won that game, by the way. Congratulations,
Congrats.
David.
Thank you guys. This one was really won in the gym. You know what I mean? A lot of work went into it.
Yeah.
Just like Rambo, you put your headband on and you got to work.
You guys drew first blood, not me, you know.
Every time we say Rambo, though, I'm thinking of Miranda from Sex and the City because that's her new name on the show.
I like that. I like that a lot.
She goes by Rambo now on Just Like That.
I'm almost afraid to ask the circumstances that lead her to change her name to Rambo, but kind of have to know what happened.
It's her new relationship with Che Diaz. I think Che deemed her a Rambo.
I thought it's because she took over a town in Oregon after coming home from Nam.
Who knows? They're only 2 episodes in.
Yeah, anything could happen.
I just thought she was like working a lot of camo into her wardrobe.
That would make sense.
I was going to say, and I'll just tell you now, that one of the next facts was going to be co-starred in a film with Tom Hardy.
I still don't.
And the answer to that would be both, because Will Poulter is in The Revenant with Tom Hardy and Leo DiCaprio.
I saw that twice.
Out there in the fucking cold getting raped by bears. And then the other person, Nicholas Holt, he's that maniac bald dude that's all spazzy running around in Mad Max Fury Road.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
If you just asked me which one of those two was in Mad Max Fury Road, I think I would have guessed Will Poulter. He looks more like a guy who would have been in that than Holt, but okay.
It was on the table. It was something I was going to ask, and then I kind of dismissed it as like too easy if you're familiar with who Nicholas Holt is, but
I am vaguely familiar with him, and I still can't place him in that. I only know, this is what I remembered. He was in The Menu, and that's what I know him from.
Yeah. Yeah, that's as close to being just like him that he's
a regular
been
guy.
Something. Just regular. Yep. Like he's always like, British with the wigs and the
the Tories
and the beauty mark on the face, you know, and waving a handkerchief around, or he's like, he's just really, but he's just so like pale and weird in Mad Max Fury Road. Mm-hmm. You just wonder sometimes, how does somebody get a part like that? Because you can't look that weird at the audition. Right. Maybe he did. Maybe just shaved his head, went in there, and was like, well, wish me luck.
I'm committed to this now. Mm-hmm. You better hire me because I just changed everything about my appearance for you.
Yeah. It's all different. And then another thing I was going to ask that I found interesting is that one of them, and this would be like if it came down to a tie, one of them played a character named Phlegm, F-L-E-M.
And that was Holt in a movie from 2014 called Young Ones. So, so it's a good thing there wasn't a tie, because that would have been boring.
You know, the other thing I wanted to say, but I didn't want to give anyone else a clue that would help them is, I think most people, at least this is what I mostly know Will Poulter from. He is from the meme with Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston, and some other person. And he's like, wait, you guys got paid for this? And I think it's something from We're the Millers, maybe, but
yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's him. That's Will Poulter.
He's just like, he's just looking at them both like he does, like he's confused.
Yeah.
He's the one in Where the Millers where like something happens, he's allergic to something, and his balls get really big.
I gotta see this movie. I don't know how I missed Where the Millers, but that's a ringing endorsement right there.
Well, that's,
I mean, what else do you need to have happen?
That's movies like, that's how what an impact that scene makes, because it's also a movie where Jennifer Aniston plays a stripper, and they show a scene where she does a striptease, like somehow the giant testicles is even more memorable, but
you can see a strip tub tease anywhere, but huge balls.
Yeah. That movie's pretty fun. Like I don't mind going back to that one from time to time. It's fun to see Ted Lasso being a dick, you know, cause in We're the Millers, he's just the character Sudeikis plays is just lying to everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. All right, so David gets to go first in our second and final game that we will play after these words.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and David Bory, G is silent. People listening are like, what G? he gets to go first.
Just like the K. Come on.
Yeah, both of you have silent letters. So yeah. Fancy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Come on, get on board. Throw another letter in your name.
Let's put a silent Z in front of Roisman.
I'm into
you know,
it.
You know, because then you can be Anna with a Z.
Mm.
But that doesn't make any sense either. Wait, why did she call it? Why did she say Liza with a Z? Because some assholes think Liza is spelled differently.
Well, Liza with an S is Lisa. That's what I know from the song.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what the beef was, or I don't know who was confused. It seems pretty straightforward.
I don't know if she named her show or whatever that was after beef. I mean, I don't think she was like mad at somebody. It's
you seem pretty adamant about clearing up the confusion, which maybe didn't exist.
Yeah, I don't think it never confused me for a moment. I'm more confused with like, do you say the E at the end of her dad's name, Vicente?
Mm.
Or is it just, do you just call him Vincent?
Mm. Yeah.
I think it depends what country you're in.
Vincent, like on the Oscars, they'd go Vincent Minnelli, I think. Because wasn't he like...
Why didn't she write a song about that? That's more. That would have been more helpful. Yeah.
Okay. This game we're going to play is something that I call Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline from a motion picture. That is real. You guess what movie it is. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
There's gonna be a theme that might make it easy to figure out the answers as we go along. But in general, some of these are easy, maybe like one of them. Some of them are impossible. So just take a guess. dream big. You never know what's going to happen. David gets to go first. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, David gets to go first. Then Anna, then Matt, switching the order around. And you just get, you know, one guess. If you miss it, the next person gets a guess, and then the next person. And much like many of the questions on Jeopardy lately, there's a good chance all three of you will not know the answer. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. This is like soccer. You get one in, you could win this thing.
Okay.
Okay, David, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Of course, you don't possibly know what the theme is when they haven't even done one yet. So going first isn't that much of an advantage. So congratulations.
Here's
the tagline. The tagline goes, in search of a killer, he found someone who's either the love of his life or the end of it. What motion picture would have the nerve to just describe exactly what's going to happen?
I can't tell if this is a joke or not. I don't got it. You know, it was probably So I Married an Axe Murderer.
See, that's the first movie that came into my head when you were like, I don't know if this is a joke or not, because that would be a way to sell that movie, I guess.
Right.
Is I don't know. I don't think Mike Myers' character is in search of a killer. I think he's just an innocent.
That's what made me kind of back off, like, know that it wasn't right.
But it was still a terrific guest, and thank you for playing, and please wait in the other room.
No, I'll put my head down.
Like, if you're on a TV game show, your seat would just spin around, you know, like, and you just go off into the backdrop. All right. Now we'll be back to you in a second. But for now, Anna gets a shot at In Search of a Killer. He found someone who's either the love of his life or the end of it.
I know it's not right, but it fits this movie. It's in my brain. Because I have two titles in my head, and one I've never seen, but I'm like, that seems like the right title for that tagline, but I've never seen the movie.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one, I'm like, yeah.
I'd go with yeah. It sounds more
okay. Well, I want to pick Bride of Chucky. Just think about it.
No, I can't say yeah to that. I cannot. I'm not using a buzzer sound in this game because I don't want to be harsh about it, because these are difficult.
Thank you. Yeah, I need to sleep tonight, you know.
Yeah, I'll only do the victory sound if that happens. Matt.
Yeah.
Thing come to your brain that might fit this?
A couple of movies that I don't think I've seen came to mind, and I barely know what they're about. So now I have to pick which one I'm going to say. I feel like Anna, this isn't going to be right, but I'll just say the first thing that popped in my head was Kiss of the Spider Woman. And then Doug, you can tell me what that movie's actually about, because I don't think I'm even close.
It's about two men who share a prison cell.
Oh yeah, okay. So that's not even. But it sounds like someone's
gonna die from that kiss. I think it still fits.
What about Kiss of Death? Is that something? That was the other thing I was thinking of.
Well, you know, Kisses is a really good, you're on the right track. Okay. You're also with Kiss of Death, you're on to maybe the kind of more, film noir sort of side of this thing. Cause this was, a movie that starred Al Pacino and, Ellen Barkin.
Oh, of course. Sea of Love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was going to say it. I was going to announce the answer, but I was going to say it as Al Pacino would say it.
Okay.
Can we get that anyway?
Yeah.
Sea of Love. All right.
Damn it. I've seen that, and that's good.
you know, everybody was pecking around and the, you know, those were not bad answers. So let's try another one. We'll start again with David. The wedding picture doesn't always tell the whole story.
Ah, 27 dresses.
Good guess. Good guess.
Right? Because the wedding picture is just of everybody at the wedding.
And she's, so but she's like, moving around.
There's so many other dresses you don't get to see because you only wear one to one wedding. But no, that's not it. Anna?
What is it? The wedding picture. Can you say it one more time?
Sure. The wedding picture, which I don't even know if they'd use that in a tagline today. The wedding picture doesn't always tell the whole story.
It's not going to be Bride Wars, but it could be, you know?
It absolutely could be.
Okay, I'm going with Bride Wars.
Bride Wars stands on the shoulders of this movie.
Oh, shit.
Bride Wars exists because, well, I don't know, because of this movie, but it's definitely, you're on the right, you're in the right genre, of course. Okay. Because obviously that would be a really terrible tagline if the movie wasn't about a wedding. So, Matt, what do you think?
Oh, man, there's so many wedding movies, and I'm just like going through my head. I'm going to say, I guess I'll just again, once again, go with my first thought and hope it's somewhat maybe in the ballpark. I'm going to say My Best Friend's Wedding.
Terrific guess. All three guesses were good. And also, you know, you're pulling kind of from the almost the same time period, but I think that this is just a little too old. I barely remember it. It's a motion picture called Betsy's Wedding.
Okay.
It was Molly Ringwald was Betsy, and Alan Alda was you know, writer, director, star of the movie as Betsy's, you know, it's basically Father the Bride, but Alan Alda is his version of it.
So Betsy walked so Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway could run with Bride Wars.
That's what I'm saying. And Bridesmaids, like just to any, all those kind of movies that fit that category, they each just helped the other, because if any one of them had been a, you know, something they could point as, you know, how movie executives are, if they could point at something and say that was a failure, that's their excuse for not doing another movie that has a wedding in it, you know, or, you know, or a mostly cast with women. But Betsy's Wedding, I remember, was kind of a breakout for, and now, of course, I can't think of his name. Anthony LaPaglia. Because he plays kind of a nutty character. He's funny in it. So it's kind of a breakout for him. Like, people really liked his character the most. Well, I just thought of another one that would have kind of fit this is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. But anyway, I'll just tell you now, weddings is not the theme. But so far we have Sea of Love, Betsy's Wedding, and we're back to David to go first on this next one.
All right.
It goes something like this, David. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was ragtime. Have we lost our connection?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
He's really digging deep.
Stunned to silence.
I don't. I just. I don't have it, man. I don't know. Hoodlum.
Another terrific guess. Like, if at the end of the show, I might just have to declare the best guesser.
That's a W. I'll take it.
Yeah. Right. Anna, what do you think?
Oh God. My brain is going. I wanted to say Liza with a Z. I'm like, I don't even know that's a movie. like
it was a TV special.
Cabaret.
Oh, that's a great guess.
My
way of saying that it's not the right answer.
That's not it. Yeah.
Matt, I'll say it one more time. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Which also, that's just stealing to take that.
I hope Faulkner got paid for that. Was that Faulkner? I don't even know.
Dickens.
One of those guys.
Pick a Falcon. It was ragtime.
I'm along the same lines as Anna. I was thinking Chicago.
Oh, okay. This was a weird one, and I didn't know how it would play out, but that was the tagline for a motion picture called Ragtime.
God damn it. I thought that too, and I was like, nah, that's crazy.
It was right there.
Yeah, it really was.
All you had to do was reach out.
Is it the same as the play Ragtime? Is it the same?
Yeah. And that was then became there was the movie. There was a book called Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow. Then that became a movie. And then many years later, it became a Broadway musical. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be a Broadway musical that gets revived in the next season or so.
Oh.
And I'm psyched about it because I think it's a good show. I like it a lot. Here we go, David. We're back to you.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Murderers come with smiles. This is one of the worst taglines I've ever read. Murderers come with smiles.
Can you spell come for me?
C-O-M-E.
Oh, man. Murderers come with smiles. Murderers come with smiles. I am going to say... I don't know. how much time do I got? I got to be running out of time.
Yeah, you're running out of time. But
okay. God bless America.
Are you about to hang up?
Is that a movie?
Isn't that a movie? Isn't that the action movie?
God Bless America.
Yeah.
God Goldthwait.
Yeah. They were like funny, I think. They weren't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. God Bless America.
I mean, they weren't as much murderers as just people that would shoot people who deserved it, I think.
They were like vigilantes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not it. What do you think, Anna? Come with smiles.
I want to say it because he's a clown.
Oh, yeah. That is good. But why would it be plural, though? The murder.
Yeah.
Well, I guess murderers. Yeah, he's still one of the murderers.
Or saw.
He's part of the murdering, the world of murderers. But that's not right. Matt?
I was also thinking of clowns, and I thought of killer clowns from outer space.
Sure, I guess they do kill, so that does make them murderers with clown smiles on their dumb, weird faces. But this one's a real head-scratcher. That is the tagline, one of the taglines for the movie Goodfellas.
What?
What the fuck? You gotta be kidding me.
God damn it.
Was that the one that, like, the family friendly? They were like, let's tell them they smile.
I don't know.
Funny how.
It had some really odd taglines. And that one was the weirdest.
That's
one.
That's terrible.
Like, I can't believe that they would do that. I guess it makes sense with a picture of them all smiling, you know, like, because they aren't. They do have those moments, especially Pesci, where he's like acting like he's having the best time of his life. All right, being a crazy murderer. Okay, we're getting down to it here. David, I really got faith in you on this next one.
This can happen.
If it gets past all three of you, if this one gets past all three of you, I'll be upset. This summer, it's one of those taglines. This summer, Prince Akeem discovers America.
Oh my God. I think it's going to have to be Coming to America.
That is correct. You are.
But how do you spell board. Coming in that one, though?
Oh, that's. See,
yeah, no, that's what it came down to was one of the most obvious taglines. Even has a word from the title in the line. Really laid it out for you. So, congratulations, David. That means you win the game.
This is insane.
Yeah, you really pulled that one out. It worked out great. But has anybody figured out what the theme is?
I can't figure it.
That's the crazier part. I cannot for the life of me understand what connects these movies.
This theme is going to blow your mind. Are you ready?
So wait, yeah. Let's go through the movies again. We got Sea of Love.
Good idea. You're a good producer. Sea of Love.
What was the second one?
Betsy's Wedding. Yeah.
Goodfellas.
Ragtime. Coming to America. Let me just throw in.
July 4th.
If we'd had to continue playing, another one would have been The Exorcist 3.
What?
Oh, I'm gone.
All of those movies have one thing in common. And maybe another thing, maybe a second thing, but the one thing that I'm aware of is that they all have roles played by Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Look at the range on that guy.
The range, but also just the, just sticking with it and also just putting up with such, tiny, stupid roles. In Sea of Love, he's straight up credited as Black Man.
Oh, my God.
In Ragtime, he's gang member number two. In Betsy's Wedding, he's Taxi Dispatcher.
Wow.
In Exorcist 3, he's Dream Blind Man.
Oh, my God. I love this because, he's a superstar. So I'm like, wait, he paid his dues early on as all these shitty roles.
Yeah.
Well, not only, but like shitty roles in some of these are very memorable movies. And like Coming to America, he's got that huge scene where he comes in and tries to hold up the McDonald's.
Yeah, the shotgun.
Yeah, and it's very impactful. Like, I saw that movie again recently, and I had always kind of thought of it. I know there's boobs and stuff, but I always kind of thought of it as, like, something families like. And the swearing in that movie is constant, and especially Sam Jackson just does his thing in that scene. Like, he's just motherfucker this and motherfucker that.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. But then, so he finally, with Goodfellas, is when he finally got a name. His name in Goodfellas was Stax Edwards.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He got killed after the Lufthansa heist, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's, and there, no particular reason to salute Sam Jackson other than I don't want to be like doing ads for these corporations at this current time during the strike, but, he's, what's his name? Nick Fury is back on, with a series
and Secret Invasion.
And he's, you kind of touched on this, Anna. He's, I think that Sam Jackson, because he's in the Star Wars movies, he's in Avengers movies, like he's in so many different, giant IPs that he's the most, he's made the most at the box office than any other actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think he's number one. Because initially you think, oh, it's got to be like maybe Harrison Ford because of Star Wars, but it's Sam Jackson.
Or like
number
Zoe
one.
Saldana is in like Avatar and right. the Avengers movies.
Right.
She must be top woman, I would think. Because, to just play the roles, those kind of roles in so many big movies, she's really killing it. Mm-hmm. All right. So congratulations, David Bory. You pulled out the win.
Congrats.
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah, we'll have get a few hits of oxygen, we'll have you back on as soon as we can, but we might have to talk to the commission about it might be cheating that you're phoning it in from Denver, because maybe it makes you smarter to be at a higher elevation.
I've always said that.
Yeah, so it might be a cheat. But what would you like to plug, dude?
Oh, listen to my podcast, All Fantasy Everything, or watch Royal Crackers on Max. Max!
That's how they pronounce it. That's how they say it now.
Yeah, that's how it's spelled. Max.
Yeah, it is all like all caps, right?
Yeah.
For the maximum, it's as max as three letters can be. Well, we'll have you back soon, dude.
All right,
Roisman, what do you got going on? What would you like to promote?
Please listen to my podcast. It's new. It's called Big Wigs. It's super fun. And, and I'm doing Joe's Pub August 3rd. I'm doing my live show again. So if you're around in New York City, come to that.
Yeah. You got to go running back to New York to do a gig. You're a Californian, August 3rd. So it's one night only kind of thing.
For now I'm going to do it. I have a couple more dates in the fall, but that's the next one. Yeah.
And what is it? I never know what somebody's like. It's like a cabaret show that you're going to do.
It's mostly like stories, and I do a lot of impressions. So I do some celebrity impressions and some songs. It's a variety show, but it's called Jewish American Prodigy.
I love a good show like that. You know, that's there's always fun stuff like that to see it.
Well, hopefully I'll do it in LA, so we'll see. I'll let you know.
Let me know if you I can introduce you to some venues that probably won't be interested because you don't know who I am, but I'll be happy to
thank you.
Happy to get in the way. Matt Belknap, what would you like to promote?
Oh, just check out Never Not Funny, wherever you get podcasts. And we're doing a live show at Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo Room on the 27th of June. So if you hear this before Tuesday night, come on by. It'll be fun in Burbank, California.
Yeah, let me just say, Anna, that's a great example. The Yoo-Hoo Room at Flappers would be a terrible place for your show.
Thank you. Okay, it's off the list.
I mean, it's a great small room, but it's too small. You need to go. So you either need to play the main room at Flappers, or
Pantages Theater, right? Exactly. Like one of those.
I'm thinking Hollywood Bowl.
You
gotta
come over the hill to the Pantages or the Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the Greek Theater. Well, thank you all three of you for being here. Here's Doug plugs for you. Doug Loves Movies is going to be, where is it going to be? Pittsburgh on Saturday, July 15th at a place called the Bottle Rocket Social Hall as part of WDVE Radio's comedy festival. That's at 4:20. In the afternoon. I'm doing stand-up in Sacramento at the Punchline. Oh, I see. I got the dates out of order. But anyway, I only listen to the city. I'll mention the city first, and if you're there, then just listen. Sacramento, Punchline, stand-up on Monday, Dabs Day, July 10th. And then Douglas Movies is back to San Diego at the American Comedy Company on opening night of Comic-Con, like we do every year on Wednesday, July 19th. DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates are at. I was just reading today that all the big studios and probably all the big actors are blowing off Comic-Con. So I think Comic-Con's going to be like back to its purest form. It's just going to be mostly about comics.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Yeah. Those panels are going to be like just, I've heard, because my wife works for an animation studio that produces Futurama, and I think none of the actors or, you know, like creators are going to be able to go. So it's just going to be the animators up on the panel. Just they're like the biggest introverts in the world sitting on this panel. It's going to be super awkward.
They're drawing on the table in front of them and like avoiding questions.
Yeah. Yeah, so go check that out. I'm going to plug that. Check out the Futurama panel.
Yeah, I just don't know. It's hard to know what's going to happen because, you know, with SAG about to go on strike, but also the Writers Guild already being on strike, it just feels like none of the, you know, all the actors have a great excuse to just not go to Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I think there'll still be some diehards that just go, there's just going to be some types that just go anyway. Like, it'll be a big year for, like, probably like Kevin Smith and or somebody like that, mm-hmm. who's so tied into the comic book world that it's not like he's a scab or crossing a picket line or something. I don't know. It's so hard to know where to draw the line with these things, but I'm going to be in San Diego. I may not actually go to Comic-Con, but I'm going to do a Douglas Movies there because that really seems like the right thing to do. This is a short one, Matt, so get ready with the closing theme. Okay. Thanks one more time to my guests, Matt Belknap, Anna Reisman, David Bory. As always, nah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his